Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shutting lesson, 2 minutes. Alphabet owned Loon, the high-altitude balloon company that is using its stratospheric technology to provide internet connectivity on Earth, has signed a new commercial agreement with Telefonica-owned Internet para Todos IoT. The IoT initiative, which is also backed in part by Facebook and the Development Bank in Latin America, aims to provide internet connectivity to users in remote locations across Latin America, and its deal with Loon will specifically connect users in remote parts of the Amazon rainforest in Peru. WeWork is laying off 24,000 employees as it works to cut costs and right-size the business, the company confirmed to CNBC. In a statement, a WeWork spokesperson said the cuts were being made as part of the company's efforts to create a more efficient organization and refocus on the core office sharing business. The job reduction represents 19% of WeWork's total workforce, which amounted to 12,500 employees as of June the 30, according to a SEC filing. PayPal announced yesterday it has agreed to acquire Honey Science Corporation, the makers of a deal-finding browser add-on and mobile application, for $4 billion, mostly cash. The acquisition, which is PayPal's largest to date, will give the payments giant a foothold earlier in the customer's shopping journey. Instead of only competing on the checkout page against credit cards or Apple Pay, for example, PayPal will leap ahead to become part of the deal discovery process as well. Amazon introduced yesterday a smart shelf that knows when suppliers are low and automatically rewards them, a new twist on the tech giant's Dash replacement program, most commonly associated with a series of internet-connected buttons discontinued early this year. The Dash smart shelf is a Wi-Fi-enabled scale for office supplies. When common supplies like printer paper, pens, or coffee are running low, the shelf can automatically restock them or send a notification to put in a manual order. Uber is set to introduce an audio recording feature for drivers and riders. The company plans to start testing the in-app tool in Mexico and Brazil next month. It is expected to bring it to more markets in the future. The feature will start automatically for drivers, while riders will have to choose to launch it. Both drivers and riders can opt out to send the audio to Uber at the end of the journey. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.